And it's now time for your daily Fortas News Break, a production of Fortas Institute. The rule of law, well, it's finally being enforced after years of selective justice. A former Stanford University employee, her name's Dolly K. Patterson, she pled guilty last week to threatening a U.S. district judge and his children after his pro-life ruling suspended FDA approval of the abortion drug mifepristone. She faces up to 5 years in prison when she's sentenced in September. This is the second conviction for threats against this same particular judge. Another woman received 10 months for threatening sniper violence. Speaking of accountability, the Justice Department has opened an investigation into Chicago's employment practices after Mayor Brandon Johnson openly bragged about racial discrimination in hiring. That's something you want to brag about. Apparently, announcing your intentions to violate federal civil rights law is not as brilliant of a strategy that Johnson thought it was. But some encouraging news now from our military, where sanity slowly being restored. The U.S. Army has issued a 14-page memo that directs commanders to update personnel records with soldiers' actual biological sex, not their preferred fiction. Male soldiers will no longer show and sleep next to female troops, and commanders must ensure intimate spaces are clearly designated for either male, female, or family use. Of course, pro-LGBT groups are predictably outraged, calling the moves vindictive and aggressive because basic biology and the safety of women are acts of aggression. Yeah, that's what it is. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is also bringing much-needed scrutiny to corrupted institutions, calling out the World Health Organization as a compromised body beholden to China. After the WHO's disastrous COVID response, finally, somebody's willing to name the obvious. And meanwhile, extreme activism continues, reaching dangerous new lows. A climate activist actually bombed a fertility clinic, proving that the death cult mentality behind environmental extremism isn't just rhetoric, it's literally deadly. And over at UCLA, what we're witnessing right now is peak campus absurdity, as a student hospitalized herself with a 9-day hunger strike over Palestine, and her friends are somehow blaming the university. The girl chose to stop eating for an entire week over protesting a conflict on the other side of the planet, passed out, and required emergency hospitalization. But according to her supporters, this is on you, UCLA, for not giving in to her demands. Yeah, personal responsibility is somehow lost on this generation. The horrors of the global surrogacy industry were exposed again with a raid in China, where police rescue 9 women being exploited as surrogate mothers and egg donors. The facility operated like a human trafficking operation, because that's exactly what it is. And that wraps up today's Fortas News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortas Plus or sign up to become a Fortas Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortasInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortas News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.